American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Nearly a week after the election, the final U.S. Senate race is called. Carmen Roberts reports a Democrat won.
Arizona Democrat Ruben Gallego scores a victory and keeps Republicans from padding their majority in the U.S. Senate. AP projects that Gallego defeated Republican Kerry Lake to win the open Senate seat, 50% to 48%.
Donald Trump winning every single swing state and the popular vote. Republicans taking the Senate and will likely take the House. But former DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz does not think this was a red wave election.
This was not the wave election that the majority is that the majority of the media is portraying. We had a very short presidential campaign with our nominee, and there were a lot of other issues as well.
Beverly Hallberg is president of District Media Group and a fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She says even after this thrashing, Democrats still don't get it.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of issues. That's where I would agree with the congresswoman. But the fact that she thinks, and she even mentioned this, that the media landscape is too diffused, and that's part of the problem. What a lot of Democrats are pointing to, other than just the Democrat Party or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi, is actually pointing out the media. And what they're actually saying is that Americans should only be able to view legacy media that Democrats are obviously in charge of. She talked about podcasts. Well, the reality is that Joe Rogan invited Kamala Harris on the podcast, and she decided not to go on. I think one of the things we're taking from this from a media perspective is the reason there was this red wave is because Americans are not buying what legacy media is selling, and that's what Democrats need to focus on.
President Trump making foreign policy a top priority for his administration, specifically ending the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine. Former Defense Department Chief of Staff Kash Patel talks about what our allies and enemies think of the incoming administration.
Well, just look at what has happened since President Trump's been elected. Qatar kicks out Hamas. Oil prices are starting to come down. Zelensky's calling President Trump, along with other world leaders, saying we want an end to world wars, and we're, what, 6 or 7 days out. You know, I was President Trump's chief of staff at DOD, and we led an intelligence-based withdrawal out of many theaters of war. And we focused, as his deputy director of national intelligence, we focused intelligence collection on our adversaries to protect America and make sure the no-fail mission succeeds. And we didn't focus on things like DEI, white rage, and climate change. And I think the world is responding to the wasa that President Trump had. He sealed the border. He brought home hostages. He ended the forever wars. And these global leaders are seeing it. And I think Iran, who is the state's largest global sponsor of terror, is also seeing it.
President Trump has tapped Florida Senator Marco Rubio as his pick for Secretary of State. Trump Organization Executive Vice President Eric Trump expresses his support.
I'm a big fan of the senator. He's an amazing guy. I was just with him a couple days ago. He worked very hard on the campaign. And
Trump's pick for border czar continues to have people talking.
Tom Homan will be joining the Trump administration, where Trump says Homan will be in charge of our nation's borders. According to Trump, this includes, quote, all deportations of illegal aliens back to their country of origin. A lifelong member of law enforcement, Homan was acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, during Trump's last time in office. Ira Mailman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR, likes the selection.
Nobody knows the border better than Tom Homan. He has been in this for a very, very long time. He understands what the dynamics are. He knows how to go about this. This is something that needs to be addressed immediately.
Trump has already said that immigration reform is going to be part of his first 100-day agenda. Mailman says that's good to know.
Tom can hit the ground running on this and start to reverse some of the enormous damage that was inflicted on this country over the past 4 years.
Some individuals, politicians, and special interest groups are opposed to immigration reform and or deportation, saying it's everything from racist to unkind and immoral. But those on the other side of the argument say people cannot just show up here illegally and reside here without going through the proper steps like legal immigrants.
Removing people who are in the country illegally is not a racial or an ethnic issue. It is a question of people who have violated our laws.
I'm Chris Woodward.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.